So Gemara says in Pesachim, in Tzamech Hasmadeiz, there's a contradiction. It says, Atzeres Lashem Elokecha, and Atzeres Tielachem. So the Machlokas of Elizim and Bishua, as to how to resolve this theory. Do we say it should be Chatzi Chatzi, like Bishua says? Or do we say, like Rabbi Eliezer says, that there's going to be some people that they take it Lashem, and there's going to be some people who are Lachem? The Gemara comes out, and even though this is a general Machlokas as regards to Yontiv, everybody agrees that on Atzeres you need lachem. So Rashi says, why? As an expression of celebration and simcha for receiving the Torah. Now, this idea of why Dafka Atzeres requires lachem and the apparent contradiction between the concept of lachem and lachem. So it's very interesting. If we trace this word lachem in the Torah, especially in the parsha of Mitzrayim and Tzias Mitzrayim, we'll find something very interesting, which will shed light on the root, the significance of Lachem, as it pertains to the whole process of Tzias Mitzrayim. As the sugi evolves, we can at least ask the question now and come back to it in Mitzvah Shem at the end. Does anybody know the first place in Torah that the word Lachem appears? It's a very hard question to answer, Mr. Balkari. Hini nasati Lachem. It's called Esav. By the Esav is the very first place in Torah we have the word Lachem. That Hashem gives us Esav on the third day creation. The question of why it is we need lachem on Atzeres. Everybody agrees we need lachem on Atzeres. So Pashup Shal, like Rashi says, is because it's a celebration of Kabbalah Satara. However, let's understand that whenever we speak about Pnimi Satara, we refer to two things. When we speak about Shefa, we speak about Or, we speak about Kalim. An Or and a Kli. An Or is the light of Hashem. That's the Bracha, that's the Shefa, but it needs a Kali. It needs a Kali to receive it. So there's going to be Orus and there's going to be Kalim. In a certain aspect, in a certain sense, when we speak about Lashem and Lachem, we speak about Or and Kalim. Lashem is considered to be like the light, and Lachem is considered to be like the Kali. In fact, the word Lachem, the Oisius, can be rearranged to spell Kalim. Because when the light comes in, which is like a Yod, it transforms Lachem into being Kalim. Lachem is considered to be the Kalim, and the Lashem is considered to be the Or. So therefore, in a deeper aspect, the reason why we need Lachem is because the Lachem, whenever there's a light which comes down, especially a light of Torah, it needs a vessel to be able to receive it. So Atzeres, and even the word Atzeres means to contain, to be magbil. So the Lachem and the Atzeres, they go hand in hand. Atzeres requires a Lachem, because Torah requires a keli to receive it. As we say, haskin atzvacha lilmot Torah, that there needs to be a preparation. And the preparation which one puts into limud Torah is considered to be the keli in which he receives Torah. Now, haskin atzvacha lilmot Torah doesn't just mean to prepare yourself mentally, right, or going to the mikvah. Mikvah is part of that. I mean, everything which a person does in order to be mizachich, the lachem of his life, that which he considers to be me, that which I do for myself. So as much as a person is mezachich that lachem, that's considered to be the degree in which his keli is able to be a clay kibble to be makabel the light of Torah as much as possible. So therefore lachem is necessary in that Torah, because since we're speaking about Torah, receiving the light of Torah, it needs a keli and therefore you need lachem. If you trace this idea of lachem, and again, the idea of lachem, we spoke about this a few years back, the process of the evolution of Lachem from Pesach until Shavuos. We find something very interesting. That as soon as the brothers are coming down to Mitzrayim, Paro chimes in and he makes the official invitation, the kingly invitation to the brothers to invite them to come down to Mitzrayim. And he says as follows, "V'ata tzivisa zaysasu." This is what I'm telling you to do. Which can be understood to be like this. Kechu lachem, take that your lachem should be from Mitzrayim. Al tachos al kleichem, don't think about your kelim. Don't think about your kelim of Eretz Yisrael. Kituv kol Eretz Mitzrayim lachem hu. That all the good things of Eretz Mitzrayim will be your lachem. What Paro wants to do is that he's inviting the Yidden to come to Mitzrayim. And if you focus on this word lachem, like we're focusing it like the Gemara does, that there's a concept of lachem and lachem. Lashem being the Or and Lachem being the Kalim. What Paro is trying to do is that he's inviting the Yidden to come to Mitzrayim in a way that they'll forego their Lachem, their Kalim which they had in the Eretz Yisrael, and they'll say, no, there's better Kalim here in Mitzrayim. Let the luxuries and the Gashmias of Mitzrayim be the Lachem of your life. Interestingly, Paro, when it comes to the Shibud, he uses this lashon lachem again, and he says, "V'tevin lo yinatin lachem." Not going to give you tevin for your lachem. And they say, "Why not? Why not? No more tevin for the lachem?" Because Paro says, "Neilcha nizbucha lachem." Because everybody's saying, "Let's go, let's be b'zaveach lachem." What kind of an answer is that? Teretz is because the Yidden were saying, "Neilcha nizbucha lachem." The idea is that what really a Jew needs to do for his lachem is to be meiser nefesh lachem. That really to be mesakin, to be mezachich, that even the lachem should be lashem. So when you heard the Yidden saying, Nielcha nizbecha lashem, let us go and take the lachem, the nizbecha lashem, and let us be mzoyveyach, let us shecht it, that we should shecht our lachem, that it should be also lashem, Paro hardened the tfis of Mitzrayim on the lachem, and he said, v'tevin lo nitin lachem. You can even see that the word tevin is like a lashon of tfuna, like of understanding. When he saw that the Yidden, that they were having a deeper understanding, that they saw that they were moving in the direction of Geula, that the concept of Geula means to elevate the Lachem to be Lashem, he said, "V'tevin l'nitin Lachem." I don't want them to have any tfuna, any havana of the secret of Lachem, which they were beginning to understand again, which is Nielcha nizbecha Lashem, to elevate to be Zaveach the Lachem to bring Lashem. That's why Paro, finally, when he admits after many makos, what does Paro say in his admission that he had done a chet? He says, Chatasi, Chatasi, Lashem, Elaikechem, Belachem. Here you have both, your Lashem and your Lachem. Chatasi, I've been chayte to what? Lashem, Elaikechem, Belachem. That I've been mafrid, that I've been pagim in the secret of merging Lashem, Belachem. Which is why in the Geula, when Hashem is mevasir to the Geula to Bnei Yisrael to Moshe, the pasuk says many times this word lachem. It says v'haya ki savayu la'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, asher yitin Hashem lachem kasher diber. That it won't be any more that Mitzrayim will give you lachem. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the opposite. Asher yitin Hashem lachem. Hashem will give you your lachem. And even the actual words that Moshe used, pakod pakadati eschem, that I we've remembered you, ves ha'asui lachem b'mitzrayim. And what Mitzrayim has done to your lachem. V'lakachti yeschem li la'am v'ayisi lachem le'lakim. And I'm going to take your lachem, I'm going to make it a lakos. That's how the Baal Shem Tov teaches. And I think it was in last week's parasha, which is very appropriate for the Mehasvira, that the Pasuk says, like this lashem, Ashahaytseisi, and this is what we say every single day in Parashas Tzitzis. In Parashas Tzitzis, when we speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we say, what's the whole formula? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ashahaytseisi eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos lachem leilakim, to turn your lachem, Zakta Baal Shem Tov, into being a lokos. That's the secret of Geulas Mitzrayim. To be mehapich lachem, to be lasha. This idea of Neilcha nizbecha lachem, to take the lachem, and to be zaveach lachem, this is really the answer to the Rasha's kasha. What does the Rasha say? That's what we spoke about a few years back. Ma ha'avoida hazois lachem. What's going on with this lachem? So what's our answer to him? V'yamartem, zevach pesachu, lashem. Do you want to know what's the deal with lachem? That you have to be zeveach, the lachem, to being lashem. That's the secret of lachem. And in fact, the very first words which Hashem uses in taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, the very first tzivoy, is Rosh Chodesh. And the tzivoy is, ha-chodesh hazeh, lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, rishon hu, lachem. That there's a focus on the word lachem. That Hashem is taking the lachem out of Mitzrayim. And hachoydesh hazeh lachem means there's going to be a hischadshus of the whole concept of lachem. And again, v'hoya lachem l'mishmeres, when referring to the Korban Pesach, v'shachat oisai Pesach hu lachem. But the whole concept of Pesach is elevating the lachem into being lachem. Let's say Pesach is gematria lachem, lachem, with a koilolim. That's gematria Pesach. Merging together that which Paro says v'chatosi lachem elokeichem v'lachem, to bring them together as one. And that's really what we say. That's what the pasuk says when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'Emer. It says usfartem lachem. Sfartem, the Orach HaMakadosh says, like sapir v'yalom, to purify with light, to draw down that light of Hashem into the way to the kelim that is mezachich the kelim. And what do we conclude? Mincha v'hikraftem mincha chadasha lachem. That you make a hischachis. That's called the Mincha Chadasha. That the Mincha Chadasha is that there's going to be a Hischachis, like a Chedesh Hazeh Lachem, Lashem. The Sakin to be Misaper, the Lachem to being Lashem. What's interesting is that the Gemara says, Kuli Amo Nami Maidi, everybody also agrees that on Shabbos you also need Lachem. What's interesting is that Pesach is called Shabbos. And the beginning of Sfiras Ha'Emer is called Mimacharas HaShabbos. And Shavuos is also called Mimacharas HaShabbos. So Shabbos is considered to be like the headquarters, the nucleus of the entire Yemei HaSfira that we count Sheva Shabbosos. Because Shabbos is also the idea of Lachem, like the Gemara says that you need Shabbos to be Lachem. What's interesting is that you find by Shabbos, V'yim HaShvi Yihi Lachem Koydesh Shabbos Shabbos on Lachem. That the Lachem has to be Koydesh Shabbos Shabbos on Lachem. And we begin Friday night, we say many, many times the word Lashem. We begin, the very first words we say about Shabbos is L'chun Ranana Lashem. And then the very next Mizmor, Shiru Lashem, Shir Chadash, Shiru Lashem, Kol Ha'aretz. Toiv L'Hoydes Lashem, Mizmor Shir Lema Shabbos, L'Hoydes Lashem. And Mizmor L'David, Havu Lashem, we say four times Lashem. Because the whole idea of Shabbos is to elevate the Lashem, the Lachem, to being Lashem. What's interesting is that the Ari speaks about Zayin Margalon, that they're what's called 7 feet, 7 pearls, whatever you, however you want to say it. 7 names of Hashem, which correspond to the 7 brachas on Friday night and Shabbos day. And the Ari says that they're all of these names combined, they're begamachia tcheles. The word tcheles, of course, is found in tzitzis. What's fascinating is that we conclude tzitzis, the parasha of tzitzis, by saying, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Tzis Yitzchem Yaitzem Liyos Lachem Leilakim Ani Hashem Elokechem. So what's fascinating is that Liyos Lachem Leilakim Ani Hashem Elokechem, which is the concept which we said before of transforming with Yitzias Mitzayim the Lachem and being Lashem, is the Gematria Tcheles, which is the Zayin Magaloyim, and it's also the Gematria Atzeres Lachem. But the whole concept of Atzeres Lachem, that you need lachem and atzeres, is good for this idea. Li yois lachem leilakin ani Hashem Elokeicha. Also interesting is that David HaMelech only says the word lachem one time in Sefer Tehillim, and this is where he says it. He says, "Shav lachem mashkim ekum." Shav lachem mashkim ekum me'acharei sheves. So you could teach it like this, Shav Lachem, and there's a psik after that. David is saying this, Shav Lachem, your Lachem is Shav. But having just Lachem by itself, that's empty. Let's say Esav is called Da Shav Shavarasi Bialami, the Medrash says. Yaakov is considered to be Lachem, and Esav is considered to be Lachem. As soon as Esav separates himself from Yaakov, there's no chibur between them, we say about that, Shav Lachem. It's called Shav. Lachem without Lachem is empty. What does David HaMelech say? Mashkime kum. What's the gematria of Lashem? 56. What's the gematria of Lachem? 90. Together it's 146. Right? That's what we said. Plus 2 is gematria of Pesach. That's with the karlalim. So Lashem Lachem with the karlalim is gematria of Pesach. 148. But the word kum is gematria Lashem Lachem. It's very nice. Shav lachem. Lachem is shav. What do you need to do? Mashkime kum. You need to turn it into kum. Kum is gematria. Lashem lachem. You have to add the lashem into the lachem. Then he says, me'achari shabbos. Me'achari shabbos can mean like the day after Shabbos. That's called me'machar asa shabbos. That's called Shavuos. Then on Shavuos, which is me'achari shabbos, you turn lashem and lachem. Which is interesting because Sfirah has to be done bakama while you're standing. Right? Bakama. Bakama with the koil is also gematria kum. So Sfirah has to do with the Indian of bakama, which is kum, standing up. Because Sfirah is good for this idea of Usfarta lachem mincha chadash lachem. To transform the lachem into a new lachem. Into a new lachem. That it should be two times lachem. So these two things of lachem lachem is also connected Laila and Yom. The Yom is considered to be lachem, and the Laila is lachem. So therefore the whole idea of Sfirah, Usfarta lachem, which is why we do it at nighttime, is in order to turn the night into day. That's why the Arizal has a special kavana, and it's very interesting. Why do you say Hayom Yom? Hayom Yom. Hayom Shisha Yomim. Hayom Yom Echa La'emer. So the Arizal has a special kavana of the word Yom called Kel Havaya. But Kel Havaya is also, if you take out the Aleph, he says, it's Yom is gematria with the Kolel Kel Havaya. If you don't use the Kolel, then the word Yom is gematria Lashem. And since the whole idea of what, of counting Sfirah at night, why do we count during the day? We should count during the day. There it is, because the whole Indian of Sfirah is to be masaking the night, that it should be like day. But just like the first night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem says, Laila Koyom Yair, that Hashem lit up the night, Kikufas Tamas. If you turn night into day, every single day of Sfirah is a continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which the Torah mentions 50 times Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Torah, the Zohar says, is to elevate night into day. So that's why you say, even in the nighttime, you say Hayom Yom, which is like two times Yom. But you have to see about the night Hayom. This is not a night, this is a day. Yom is gematria Lashem. Because you have to turn the night, which is the Chelek Lachem, into also being Lashem. So that it's two times Yom. Spoke about the parasha of Tzitzis. What's interesting is that in the parasha of Tzitzis, where we find the inyan of liyos lachem lelehim, transforming lachem into big elokos, we find that in the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, we also find the idea of Esav. It says, "V'nasati Esav v'sadcha livimtecha v'achalta v'savata." Esav is speaking about that Hashem will give you Esav in the second paragraph, and Hashem was giving you Tzitzis in the third paragraph of Shema. Where do you find this idea of Esav and Tzitzis together somewhere else? In Mizmor Shir Lim HaShabbos, when you invite Shabbos in and you say Tov HaHodes LaHashem, one of the things that you say is Bifroach Rishayim K'may Esav VaYatzitzu Kopol Yavin. That Rishayim are called Esav and they're called Tzitzin. Esav and Tzitzin. That the Rishayim are called Esav and Tzitzin. So what's the Shaychis over here in the parasha of Kriyat Shema to Esav and to Tzitzis? So we explained before that tzitzis is the idea of taking things which are very low. That's why the tzitzis have to go down to the ikvayim. They go all the way down below to the place of lachem. And the tzitzis have a way of turning lachem into elokos. Because that which is like grass, which is on the ground, which is called the tzitzin and the esef, that's where the rishayim are called that. They have to be mahasakin them, to mahapich them. What's interesting is that we mentioned before that the very first time the Torah mentions the word lachem is by Esav. It says, "Venasati lachem Esav." Hashem says, "I'm giving you Esav, lachem Esav." And the idea is, like it says here in the parasha of Tzitzis, "Venasati Esav b'sad chalivim techa v'chalta v'savata." That the idea of Esav, and Esav representing the Indian of lachem, and transforming the lachem into being lachem. Similarly, the idea is that when you take the Rishayim who are called Esav, and Nin Min L'Tzitzin, you have to Masakin and turn Esav around also. When you turn Esav around, Esav becomes the word what? Sheva. Which is the root of the word Shavuos. That's why we say in the Parsha of the second paragraph of Shema, we say, V'nasati Esav v'sadcha l'vimtecha v'yachalta v'savata. The word savata is the word Shavuos. That when Hashem gives you Esav, when it comes from Hashem's hand, then it's not b'chin of Esav, it's b'chin of Shavuos. And this is the distinction between Paro and Hashem Yisbarach. Paro says, come to Mitzrayim, I'll give you all the lachem you want. That if the keli comes from Paro, then it needs a zichuch. And that's the process of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Mitzvartim lachem, that we should be misaking that the keli should be just like the light. That the laila kiyom yoyah, that it shouldn't be like there's darkness and that there's day, that there's a sun and the moon. That's why the whole mitzvah of Shchedesh is to align the moon, that it should be like the sun, that the lachem should shine just as much as the lachem, like as the lachem, that the guf should shine just as much as the nisham. That's the process of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The zichuch haguach liyis lachem le'lakim. So that's why with this we understand why it is that we have very, very few mitzvahs ma'isiyos on Shavuos. Mostly what we have is minhagim. One of the very odd minhagim which we have on Shavuos is that we decorate the shul with asavim. Right? Like Har Sinai became filled with Esav. Right? What's the deal here with Esav? This is good for the pshat. The pshat is that the Esav is the very first thing of which Hashem says about Lachem. And so therefore there's an inyan of taking that Esav, taking that Lachem, and putting it on Har Sinai. That the whole Chalois of Kabbalah Satayah has to be where the Lachem is. Like we said before, everybody agrees that a Tzeres needs Lachem. Because that Lachem is the Keli to receive. Just like Sinai was the place to receive Torah. So therefore when Hashem is giving the Torah, that's where the Esav needs to be. That we may have to make an Esav there, because Esav is in the Kud of Lachem, that when the Lachem receives that light of Torah, that it elevates itself also into being Lashem. So Lachem b'milua, which represents like the tikkun of the Lachem, when you fill the Lachem with the light of Hashem, is Gematria Or Kitov, 254. That the idea of Lachem, that it should be nismale with the Or Kitov, with that light. What's interesting is that the Gemara tells us one of the things Moshe did on his own was Moshe hosif yom echa midaita. Moshe added another day to the Yemei HaSira, pushed off Kabbalah Sotar for one day, because he made a joshta that the pasuk says v'kidashim hayom u'machar, that the machar has to be like yom. That just like yom is a complete day, so too the machar has to be a complete day. Which is very interesting that Moshe is equating the hayom and the machar together. That machar and yom have to be the same. When it comes to Svira, we spoke about before that the first counting of Svira Izuv is Mimacharas HaShabbos, and Shavuos is also called Mimacharas HaShabbos. But there's an idea by the Geula, that there's an idea of Hayom and Machar, that they have to go together. We find this also by Purim. Right? By Purim also we find this idea, and the Gemara says also, Purim is also one of those days that you build Inanami Lachem. And the Mefarshim explained because Shabbos, Purim, and Shavuos, they all have to do with Kabbalah Sotar. Shavuos, of course, Nasa V'Nishma. Purim is Kimo V'Kiblu. Shabbos, everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. And by Purim, too, we find that Esther is always making a big deal about Machar. Now, you see, when Ahasuerus is asked to have the party, she says, okay, what do you want? Have again Machar. And when they wipe out all the Amalekim, Esther says, no, we want another day, Machar. And that's why we have two days of Purim. Right? We have Purim and Shushan Purim, which is Hayom and Machar. There's an idea that the Yom and the Machar have to go together. And especially because it says in the Pasuk, V'kidashtem, we know that when it comes to Kachim, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that although we say that the night comes before the day, when it comes to kachim, we say that the day comes first and then the night. That's like the hisbatlus of the night to the day, and the elevation of the night also becoming like a day. That's called hayom and machar. Has to do with what this. We can't really get into this discussion now, but the Gemara says hayom la'saisam u'machar l'kabuschar. Chazal say hayom la'saisam u'machar l'kabuschar. There's an idea in Avodas Hashem where there's no such thing as a chilek between hayom la'saisam u'machar l'kabuschar. It only works for people who are looking to amanas l'kabul pras. But people who serve Hashem shalom amanas l'kabul pras, there's no difference between hayom and machar. And that's Purim. Purim is an idea of lamala from serving Hashem, with this idea of there's a chilek between olam hazeh and olam haba. Like Rav Nachman says, by a tzaddik, there's no difference between olam hazeh and olam haba. And the Gemara says that tzaddikim ein lahem anucha, they're hoichim mechayel chayel. There's no difference by a tzaddik between this world and the next world. That's why it said by Moshe, the Zohar says there's no psik. And Hashem says Moshe, Moshe, because by Moshe it didn't matter whether he was in this world or in the next world. There's a way of serving Hashem that this world and the next world that is mamash v'hainu hach. That's called hayom and machar. And that was revealed on Har Sinai, this way of serving Hashem, not al manas l'kabul pras. Nasa v'nishma means not al manas l'kabul pras. We'll just do whatever you tell us to do, and we'll do it. When that happens, that's called hayom and machar. That there's no difference between this world and the next world, which is like the Or and the Kalim. The Or and the Kalim are mamish one. Everything is echad. What's interesting, if you take v'kidashtim hayom u'machar, we said before, Yom is Gematria Lashem, 56. Now if you take the word Lachem and you make a Miloi, we said it's Gematria 254. It's also Gematria of the word Umachar. So therefore, the Kidashtim Hayom Umachar, which is Moshe's clue, which is the formula for Kabbalah Satayra, and Hashem says to prepare them that you should be Mekadish Hayom and Machar, that the same thing is saying you have to be Mekadish Lashem in the Lachem, that they have to be one. Like we said before about Shabbos, Uvayom Hashvi Yi Elachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos on Hashem. That the Yi Elachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos on Hashem. Of elevating the Lachem that should be on the same dag of Lashem. That's called the Kidashim Hayom and Machar. So when you make a milu yet of the Lachem, which is called the Tikkun of Lachem, that's called Umachar. It's Gematria Umachar. That the Lashem and the Machar is Hainuach. So coming back to the Gemara we started with, Gemara Psachim. That we have a contradiction of Atzeres Tiyalachem versus Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. Reb Elazar says that it's either all or nothing, and Rabbi Shua says half and half. Really, Elu Elu Devilakimcha. Because at its root, really at its root, the Lashem Elokecha really won. So when you have to break it down, it's to be metamsim into this world. So you have a machlekes between Reb Elazar and Rabbi Shua. That they have to find a way in this world how to be magbil the Lashem Elokecha in a way where you can make shalom between the two of them. But the whole process really of Yetzias Mitzrayim when you come to Atzeres is that when you look at the Lashem and the Lachem, it's not a stira. That a person who walked Keseder in the process of Usfarta and Lachem throughout all the days of Stira, he comes to the recognition that the Lashem and the Lachem are mamash hainu hach, and there's no stira at all. Then even the Lachem is Lashem. Because there's really no difference between Lashem and Lachem. That even the Lachem, which a Jew does, which is the Keli, that as much as a Jew focuses on his Lachem, then he sees that even his avoid of Lachem is being Lashem, that's really the whole process of the Tikkun of Usfartam Lachem, Mincha Chadash Lashem, Vizavachta, Nielcha Nizbacha Lashem, of elevating the Lachem into being also Lashem. It really comes to one nekuda, and we'll conclude with this, that we think that I have a neshama and I have a guf, and therefore these are in conflict with each other. But really the guf also has a neshama. And really what the guf is just congealed light. It's also a neshama. So the more that a person has a recognition that when he does things which are really for himself, the more that I really am myself, I'm really Hashem. The more that I want to do my ratzon, I want to do Hashem's ratzon. That recognition, that's really what al derech havayda, what it means, that my lachem is Lashem. It's the recognition that everything which I want to do is really Hashem's ratzon. That's called Raiva Deraivin, the secret of Shabbos. Is that really my real ratzon is to do the ratzon Hashem. That even my lachems are Lashem, and that's not a stira. The more that I'm able, like the Gemara, like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Asei ritzoncha kirtzono. The more that a Jew makes his ratzon into being the ratzon Hashem, the more he's going to find he's more besimcha. It's not precious. And precious makes it sound like it's very difficult. But the more that a person aligns his Ratzon with the Ratzon Hashem, the more he realizes that this is right. This makes sense. I'm happier this way. Why am I happy this way? Because I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. And the Ratzon Hashem is really what I want to do. So therefore, a person should know that when it comes to Mesiras Nefesh, Mesiras Nefesh doesn't mean I'm giving up my life for Hashem. Mesiras Nefesh means that I'm aligning myself with the higher life. That I'm really doing what I want to do. So that's called Chaim, the secret of Chaim. The secret of Chaim means to know that my real life, the more that I elevate the Hashem, the more I'm being true to myself. That Hashem should say about me, Mahu Havaya Af Ata Havaya. That I should be Lashem just like Hashem is Lashem. So these are these days as we approach Shavuos. Although we have not much time left, we only have a week left to go. There's a very verse, very famous verse from the Avodah Yisrael. You can count all 50 days on the last day. Yeah, there's no such thing as losing out on days. Everything could be very elevated very, very quickly. But that comes with a recognition that there's a ha'arah from Torah now, even though we haven't received Torah yet, which teaches, which is guiding us towards Shavuos, which is the recognition that the more that a Jew knows that he aligns his Ratzon with the Ratzon Hashem, the more he is his true self, and the more simcha he has. And that's the true simcha of Kabbalah Satar. The recognition of the knowledge of who I really am, that I'm really a neshama, I'm really a piece of Hashem. And the more that we recognize that and we live by that, the more simcha sechai will have. Mazecha to a true Kabbalah Satar, a Torah Chadash, a Mithi Teitzeh, a Piyaskar, a Torah Chadash, 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 a Torah